My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Woo!
How you doing?
Good.
This is our first non-spooky season episode.
Thank God.
I won't lie, team. I was tired of wearing the costumes by week two.
Are y'all bummed you're not going to see a terrible wig this week? Don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care.
What was your favorite costume?
I would say Tina and Louise.
I like Tina and Louise and Bluey and Bingo.
Yeah, I liked Bluey and Bingo too. Honestly, though, if y'all didn't hurt our feelings, I would have loved the House of the Dragon ones.
I hated the Frozen one the most.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. If y'all didn't just completely 100% miss on who we were the first week.
Yeah.
I would say that one was up there too.
I think the Tina and Louise one was the best one though. I'm glad we saved that for last.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
And they are very much so us.
Yeah, for sure.
That is so incredibly
accurate. Yeah.
Obvious, but anywho, I'm all right, you know, resenting being perceived on the internet today.
You and me both, girl.
Team.
Yeah, can we talk about something really fast? Here, I'm going to say this and I'm not going to talk about it ever again. I've never, and I'm lying. Neither of us have ever made content about our bodies. We've never been like, here's my workout routine, here's what I eat. And have I lost weight over the last year? Probably. I don't know. I don't weigh myself. The comments have now turned from watching you embrace your big fat belly, which I'm not joking, team. I have gotten many times.
Verbatim. Yeah.
Watching you embrace your big fat belly makes me want to embrace mine completely. I didn't even expect to receive that. To now I get, you're glowing and you look so much healthier.
Or happier.
Happier.
Which is also fucking mean.
Yeah. I feel, mentally and emotionally, I feel the same as I did last year.
Yeah.
The only difference is that I've lost weight. And it's literally, sorry if this sounds really mean, but I'm drawing a boundary. It's no one's business but mine.
Yeah. I mean, it's not mean to draw boundaries. It's not. And unfortunately, existing on the internet as a person, you have to draw those boundaries. You literally have to. And most times you are never afforded the opportunity to.
No.
And you always 100% of the time get backlash, mm-hmm. which is so, so, so upsetting. And it's like, team, can we chat? Have we consistently and fervently talked about body neutrality? Yes, we have.
From the very beginning
until now, we have been very open and honest. I fucking wrote about it in my book about how body neutrality is what we both have been aggressively working on mm-hmm. for the last however many years we've been doing it. And it's not an overnight process. It's not a finished process. It's an evergreen one. Unfortunately, it's just something we're going to constantly have to practice. Now, does that mean that being fat or being called fat is a bad thing? No, it never has been. And I've talked about that many times, too. We both have. But on the opposite side of things, right, on the opposite side of getting hate for existing in a fat body, on the opposite side of things, hearing constant perception of your body in a way that is dehumanizing mm-hmm. and or entitled is upsetting. And I feel like that's fair to say. I feel like it's really fair to say that it's unfair to field comments constantly about your body, whether they're good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not what either of us make content about ever.
No.
And haven't. Have we defended fat people? Yes. Have we talked about, you know, patriarchal Eurocentric beauty standards and mm-hmm. how they affect how we perceive our own bodies? Yes, many times. And we'll continue to do both of those things, right? But one thing we've never consented to doing, nor have we ever wanted to do, is using our own bodies as vehicles for the platform, as vehicles for content. We have never done that.
No, I've never wanted my body to inspire. I don't want anyone
to perceive it ever.
Ever. I have such a hard time perceiving my own body that, like, well, it's because you're inspiring people. I don't make content for that.
Well, and also, like, okay, that you feel inspired. Okay, then keep it to yourself. Like, it's, and by that, I don't mean like, oh, compliments are bad now. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying feeling entitled to hearing about someone else's bodies and unbeknownst to you triggering that person is mean and insensitive and not at all what either of us have ever done. Well, so,
and what if I've been open and honest about my struggles with disordered eating.
Yeah.
What if I was going through a bout like that and you guys are saying, skinny legend, you look so much happier now that you're skinnier, which I've gotten a million times. Hey, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
you never, what if I was sick? I mean, that's technically a version of being sick, but you know what I mean? What if I was like actually ill?
Yeah.
Like physically ill. Then what?
Well, and that's why it's just never a good idea regardless. You can say
don't comment on people's bodies.
You can say someone looks beautiful or you can comment them on they look awesome.
You look amazing.
Yeah, like, but it's the very hyper specific ones that are like, you look so much better now. You look so much happier and healthier now. Even the song Skinny by Billie Eilish. They say I look happy just because I got skinny.
But the old me is the real me and I still think she's pretty.
Yeah. Let's all move by that, yeah? Let's all operate within that. Part of practicing body neutrality
is
not...
People say
I look
happy just because I got skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like,
honestly, team, I'm sure people respect that more for her because she's white.
Well, yeah. And also, like, you know, whatever perceptions they're having about her difference is different from you. Mm-hmm. And you're far more accessible to them than she is. So it's like, and again, like, it's not compliments. Do not twist or convolute anything we're saying. We're talking about very hyper specific questions and comments regarding any sort of weight loss and likening that to being happier, healthier, more fulfilled. That is the opposite of unpacking your internalized fat phobia, and that's the opposite of body neutrality, right? So I told y'all, body neutrality in its existence is, I don't want to perceive my body to be good or bad. I want to just practice being grateful for it and being thankful for it and being thankful that it helps me laugh and smile and eat and smell beautiful things and hear music.
I don't want to think about my body, period.
And I don't want to think about it. I don't ever want to think about it in terms of aesthetic. All I ever want to think about my body is that I'm grateful that I have it and it keeps me alive and it helps me do things like laugh and think of funny jokes.
Sure.
And it helps me talk to people and make you feel better and uplift you and empower you. That's the only way I ever want to perceive my body.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, that's how I practice my body neutrality. But again, everybody's journey looks different. So we're not saying that that's what you want, like, or that's what every single person wants that has may or may not have lost weight. That's just what we want. So, like, take it for what it's worth. But I know the majority of you are always so lovely and so sweet and so understanding. And a lot of times, y'all will check other people you see if they're saying things that we've explicitly stated we don't like, we appreciate.
I've seen you guys do that in my TikToks before. Yeah,
yeah, like even when we talked about, this is a far more minute example, but like when we talked about Billy and how like we call him Billy, but he prefers people who don't know him at all to call him Peely. And all of you have done that, which we love and we appreciate because it's something that you hear, you learn, you implement, and then we all move forward happier.
Mm-hmm.
Happier and more united as a team, right? But yeah, so that's definitely something that's been eating away at us. It's been stuck in our craw, if you will. Here's what I will say. And I've said this before on many different interviews, my other show, this show, I'll say it till the cows come home. But sometimes it's very hard being perceived on the internet. Sometimes it's very hard to be looked at by millions of people. Yeah, sometimes it's just really hard. And today it's been hard, but
sometimes you have weeks like that or days like that, and that's okay. There's
and I tell you all the time, it's never from bigoted people. It's never from vitriolic people. Like, none of that shit ever hurts me or keeps me up at night. It's never that. It's always feeling it's this feeling of sometimes feeling like purposely misunderstood.
Yeah.
Because people want a valid reason to be upset with you.
Sure.
For whatever reason. And so sometimes you have hard weeks dealing with that. And sometimes when people, I was like joking about this with Billy the other day, but I was telling him, like, sometimes when people message me, like fans or something, and they're like, I really want to create content, I really want to do this, like, you know, do you have any tips for getting started? Honest to God, sometimes I want to tell them, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Because as much like as much as you think it won't bother you when someone you don't know calls you like a fat idiot, right?
Or calls you an awful person.
Yeah. No, but I'm just, I mean? I'm trying to think of, and like you should like, I'm thinking of horrible things of you. I don't want our video to get taken down, but like I'm thinking of like men commenting that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, how would you guys react if someone told you what I just said as a compliment? Watching you embrace your big fat body makes me want to embrace mine. How would that make you feel?
Yes, and you're so real. That's actually such a good point.
Because they're not saying that to hurt my feelings. I know that.
And that's the part that sucks. Like that, and that right there.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I said when people say it's hard to be on the internet or it's hard to be perceived like that, they're not talking about hate from people who are like, fatty. Mm-hmm. That's not what they're talking about.
No.
Some people can't handle that either, and that's fair.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, most of us have dealt with shit like from troll accounts, faceless accounts, saying awful shit, whatever.
But I think everyone thinks they can handle the negative stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying.
But
I'm
you
saying,
can't.
No, but well, also, yes. But also, that's not the only kind of hate you get. Trust me when I say, if that was the only kind of hate you got, I'd be fucking chilling, dude. No. I wouldn't be stressed. I wouldn't need weed. I wouldn't need any of that shit. I would be the least anxious, wound, like neurotic, like version of myself. I'm still very neurotic naturally.
I was gonna say that. And then something else that I really don't like is people who I used to know telling everyone that we're friends. And then I have those people who, so these are like 6 degrees of separation, writing, now I've had this recently, writing on my videos, oh, my friend told me that she knows you. That's crazy. Who is that?
Yeah, it's a, believe it or not, like having, you know, like the Charlie quote when she said they don't make statues of critics, right?
Yeah.
Critics, like those are what I deem to be critics like that are like haters, right? They're just people who are like ugly, fat, hate her, whatever. That's not the only, that's literally, believe it or not, tip of the fucking iceberg.
It's child's play.
That's the least amount of hate you get. Yeah. Is it? And every other hate is valid, it's justified, it's I saw it somewhere, I read it somewhere, I heard someone say it, I've always known that, I've always felt bad about them, I've always hated them, I've always this. Y'all have no fucking clue. Like that shit, that invisible shit is the shit more people should be talking about. It's not just getting called corny, cringe, ugly. But I wish that was the extent.
Some of y'all think that's it, but no, it's I love when you no. I like when you wear tube tops because I get to see your big man shoulders because I have those
no
too.
Shit. Yeah, it's shit like that, or it's like, it's I was in a room with someone one time, and then 2 years later, they say something fucking awful, and then I have a angry mob at my door, knocking on my shit, and asking me why the fuck I would ever associate with someone like that, as if I could see the fucking future.
Yeah.
So, like, shit like that. If you ever think, wow, I don't know why influencers ever talk about hate, I don't know why they ever cry about being, I wish I could do that, you have no clue. I know y'all don't feel that way. The majority of you don't feel
that
way.
Well, and that's like, I mean, that is the shitty part of doing it, and the rest of it we're so grateful for.
Well, and then you think too, oh wait, can I say this, and then you can let me know if we want to cut this later, but like I watched Ariana Grande did an interview recently, like in a podcast, and she was talking about relating to Glinda, right? Like she goes, obviously I love the show, I love the songs, I love all that, she goes, but I think in like learning more about her, what I really related to the most was her kind of having these two kinds of sides of her that she has to constantly be at war with, which is like she knows what's the right thing to do and what's important, and then she also knows that a lot of other people are counting on her and need her, and so it's kind of like I need to focus on this because this is heavily affecting me personally, but I can't focus on this because these people need me. And so it's like this constant battle of like self-preservation versus giving so much of yourself away. Mm-hmm. And it's like, she was getting really emotional talking about it. I saw it this morning and I was thinking like, that is sometimes how it feels. Like it feels like, you know, whatever you do take and eat and everything is obviously small in comparison to all the wonderful things. But man, that part is really, really fucking hard to deal with sometimes. Like, it gets heavy and hard. And then I think about how, like, people have said, like, the reason why they struggle is because we were never meant to be perceived by that many people ever. Like, no human alive should be perceived by that many people at the same time. And it's like, you know, that's obviously just the evolution of technology, but...
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Man, we're getting real deep, but still. I saw that clip this morning and it made me feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. And today has been one of those days where I'm kind of like, fuck, man. Like, it gets heavy. It's just, it gets hard. And then I see messages like, you know, like my book, like, changed someone's life. Like, and a girl saw me in the airport the other day and she told me that she read my book. And she read it when she was going through a really bad breakup a couple months ago. And she was like, I just want you to know, like, saved my life. And, like, shit like that, I'm like, I can do it. Like, that's what I tell myself.
No, I agree.
And that's why I lean.
Sometimes have days where all you get really is a bunch of negative shit. Yeah. It's fucking annoying. Yeah.
And it feels heavy and it feels not worth it. Like, it feels like, man, like, you know, this feeling that it gives me doesn't feel worth, like, any sort of fame or fortune or wealth or anything like that. And then things like that happen, or I think about things like that, and my therapist has told me to do that, which is like focus on why I do it in the first place and who I do it for. Mm-hmm. And so, you know,
ask me who I do it, who I do it for. Was that birthday song?
Yeah. Me. 2 Chainz is so me. But that's why I'm like, you know, I, in those moments, I think about all of you that we met on tour.
Yeah.
I think about...
Especially when we have really negative fan interactions, which we had a lot flying back from Mexico.
Oh, man.
When I think of that...
Oh, yeah. We have a lot to catch up on, team.
That was really bad. And then,
I'll tell you that story. Don't you worry.
But then I think of, like, one time this girl came up to us. We were at Disneyland recently. Mm-hmm. And she came up to me. You were having a really bad day. So we had, like, sat you across. Like, so people were sitting around you. So I was sitting with Adam.
Yeah.
And she walked into the restaurant. And she was like, I just wanted to come and tell you that I'm a huge fan of 2 of your girls. And you both mean so much to me. And I don't want to ask for a picture. I just want to tell you that. And I said, okay, thank you. And she said, you're welcome. I hope you have a nice day. I said, you too. And then she left. Done. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. There's a huge difference. That's why fucking Tyler, the Creator, has been complaining about this literally since the day he became famous.
God. Noid, all of you need to listen to it.
Go watch the video.
And send it to everyone you know, mm-hmm. and study up and watch the music video. It's so true, dude. It's so, like, and he has been saying for fucking years, mm-hmm. like, he has been saying, like, how awful it is sometimes. And it's like, you're not even allowed to talk about it.
No,
like, you're not even ungrateful. You're not even given the space to, like, learn how to feel about it.
I mean, Chapel's whole episode on your show.
I know. And then Ravina, mm-hmm. she was saying it's a trauma that you just have to learn how to deal with.
Yeah.
Which is fucking nuts. Like, that's crazy when you really
as you're going through it. Yeah. You have to learn how to deal with it.
And then people get fucking mad when you're like, this is traumatizing me and I feel awful. And they're like, fucking ingrate. Oh, I guess you hate all your fucking fans. Nobody said that. Like, that's one of those things where it's like, it is truly, honestly, and at the same time, I feel so, like, torn because I think, like, well, no one would ever understand because I didn't understand until it fucking happened to me. Mm-hmm. And then now I feel like, damn, you know what I mean? If anything, it's just made my empathy extend for people in the spotlight. Not awful people, right? But for people who have been perceived a certain way, or been forced, or other people have been convinced to perceive them a certain way. And then you find out later, like, hey, why did we all just, like, decide to fucking hate that person? Does anyone remember?
Yeah.
You know when people talk about that, like, with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
They're like, the Jennifer Lawrence pipeline, which is, like, they love her, and then they just decide to fucking hate her.
Well, I forgot she taught me that joke about how she was rubbing her butt on the sacred rocks in Hawaii, and I will not forget that.
No, and that's bullshit,
same
obviously.
With What's-Her-Face playing a Hoppa woman in that movie.
Emma Stone.
I will not forget that.
Yep. Well, that obviously I understand. I'm talking about before that happened, they were already turning on
her. Sure, yeah, they were memeing her.
Which is, again, it's all very, like, champagne problems. Nobody's saying, like, oh, nobody gets it. I'm telling you, I didn't get it until it happened to me.
Yeah.
And now that it happened, it sucks sometimes, just the negative aspects, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all of that being said, right, I'm very grateful for the many, many, many of you who send us, like, such wonderful messages and, like, about how much you love this show and how much it means to you and how much you look forward to it. I literally love watching the episodes when they go live on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching them in the morning. And then I love looking at all of your comments and reading all of them.
I agree.
That's like one of my favorite things to do on Tuesdays. So we just, like, you know, we're having one of those days, team. So we're just catching you up, you know. But we'll recap. We got a lot to catch you up on. Speaking of catching up, obviously, you know, we went to Mexico.
Yes.
For PP's 30th birthday.
With the girls.
With the girls. Obviously, it was a girls' trip. Girls' trip.
Trip made it out of the chat.
Trip made it out of the group chat. It was very fun. We had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there is... I've picked off every hair and I feel like there's still one touching my lip. Hello? Anyways, went to Mexico. It was super duper fun. We had a blast and a half. We did so many silly things. Lots of giggles. But more importantly,
we got to watch Joe Jonas DJ.
We did. We watched Joe Jonas DJ. And then, more importantly, Dayson vlogged it.
I did. And it's on the Patreon.
And a lot of you were like, oh my God, what I would have given to be on that trip. And if you want to know what it was like on the trip with all of our friends and family, then you got to go watch it on the Patreon.
Watch it.
And everybody, all you bitches love the vlogs, which we do too. They're just kind of hard to put together or remember to do.
Yeah.
But they're,
sorry,
we love
just
doing
living
them.
My life in the moment, guys.
Look at everyone. No phones. How it used to be.
It's because you're always on that damn phone.
Yeah. So if y'all want to watch that vlog of Mexico, really get a taste of what it was like going on vacay with us.
Yeah.
Y'all should go watch the Patreon vlog. It's very cool. But it was a blast. We had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, flying back from Mexico. Nightmare.
Uh-huh.
Had quite a few run-ins at the airport with people who recognize me from the internet. And the reason why I say recognize me from the internet and not a fan is because they'll say things like, that girl's on fucking TikTok. And then they'll approach me and not know my name. And this is... I'm going to tell you guys about this fan interaction that I had that was the worst one I've had in a while.
Well,
this is not the worst one I've ever had.
You guys, pretend you're leaving Mexico with your family and you're tired because you've been having so much fun with the girls all weekend, right?
Yeah.
I've
also been working nonstop.
Yeah.
So I had a mental breakdown right before we went to Mexico. Anyways, go ahead.
You're basically feeling like a tiny, crushed up little snail and you're just inching your way home.
Yeah.
You're taking the escalator to TSA and then you hear someone screaming. I'm not exaggerating. I know we exaggerate a lot. Screaming your name across the airport. You're with everyone you already know. Who could be screaming? Don't do that.
And they're just screaming my name and nothing else.
No.
Like, and then they're just drawing a lot of attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're in the airport. So I feel like that's never really a good look, is to draw a lot of attention like that in any kind of airport. You
I
know?
Don't even, you know, when they say all unintended bags will be like blown up. They don't say that, but that's what they mean.
Yeah.
I literally will wear my purse into the bathroom before I leave it on my chair because I'm not letting anyone mistake that for an
abandoned
bag.
That's what I mean. Like,
no, but I'm just saying, like, to that extent, like, I'm not, especially not going to be screaming in the middle of the airport.
Yeah. So like that happens. The like, I know that girl from TikTok, like over and over and over again happens, which again, like, I'm used to like just not really focusing on it because it does make me very anxious, and it's not being approached. It's just that it's being looked at and pointed at and gawked at like a animal.
Oh yeah, so tell them the bad interaction.
Yeah, so I have a bunch of those like little mini bad ones, all the way to our layover, and then we're in the Dallas airport.
Me and Peely are trying to decide if we're going to next.
Yeah, we have a
Panda
bunch.
Express.
We have a bunch of other bad ones. I had one good one with a TSA agent, and he was very nice.
And the lady on the train who told you about her.
Oh, yeah. And the girl on the train told me about the book. And they were both so sweet and so kind. And then a bunch of bad little mini bad ones. Mm-hmm.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are no such thing as a fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are no such thing as a fish.
And then the worst one was we were standing trying to decide if we wanted to have Panda Express.
Yes.
And my back was turned to the Panda Express. So the person walking by the Panda Express goes, "Oh my God, Teffy." And I heard Teffy. It was very loud. Like, she said it very loudly. And then I thought, oh, maybe, I don't know what I thought, but then I turned around to look at her and she was still staring at me and looking me in the eyes, and she's with someone, and she was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe it." Like, she's looking me in the eyes and she still thinks I'm Teffy. And then I go, "What did you call me?" And then she immediately panics, right? And so she's like, no, like, I mean, and then she's not saying anything because she's so caught off guard mm-hmm. that she chose to call me that and then double down on it. Mm-hmm. And then we're making eye contact. And then I go, "I'm not Teffy. That's not my name. I'm not her." And then we're just looking at each other. And then she goes, No. I know that. I know that. I totally know that. I know that." And then we're still standing there. And I go, "Okay." And then she goes, but I know, okay, hold on. I know you have like a podcast, girl. If you don't get out of my face."
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing, like, do I think everyone should know who I am? No, I wish that wasn't the fucking case.
But if you don't know my name, don't approach me.
Well, don't stand there and try to figure it out while I'm looking you in the fucking eyes. Like, this is just so humiliating for me.
It was very
and
weird.
You.
Yeah.
And it's so like offensive, dude. Yeah, like, really, and I'm standing there being forced to bear witness to this bitch trying to jog her own memory. Mm-hmm. And then I go, "My name's Drew." And then she goes, "You're right. Yes.
And your last name."
"And your last name starts with an A." And then Billy goes, "Yeah, I'm not fucking doing this." And he like turned around and I go, "Yep, it does. You guys have a good night. Have a good day." And I just turned my, and she was like, "Oh, I'm a really big fan. Like, I really love all your stuff. I really, girl, get the fuck away from me. Like, get out of my fucking face." And honestly, if she stood there any longer, I would have said something far more confrontational. And I would have been like, "That's really fucking rude. And this is like, I don't want to have this conversation anymore. So you should leave." Like, and I just couldn't believe that she was making me stand there while she tried to figure it out. Like, you could have just been like, I'm so sorry, and left. Mm-hmm. And that still would have sucked for me, but at least you wouldn't have drawn that shit out like that. Mm-hmm. And her friend was standing there with her, just watching.
Well, and then she was talking really loud, so everyone walking by is stopping to look.
Dude, like, and then horrifying. People are looking, and then old people are like putting up their cameras and like taking pictures of me. They don't know who the fuck I am. And then she's like, she doesn't look remorseful. She doesn't look embarrassed. She's just kind of like, oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Girl,
it was bad. Yeah,
the flavors are melting on my tongue. I had to say it.
And then we sat at this barbecue joint with Drew's back to everyone.
Yeah,
for 3 hours.
Yeah. And I cried.
And then we ate a Caesar salad and fries.
Yeah.
And then I had Diet Coke. We had a Coke Zero. Gross.
And that sucked. But yeah, and I cried and I got over it. But yeah, y'all, it's been kind of a rough week when it comes to like being perceived in general, whether it's in person or online. But Yeah, I haven't had a bad one like that in a while.
Yeah.
I've had, and by that, honestly, I feel like sometimes when I say that, I feel like I'm really minimizing, like, because I have bad ones all the time. They're just not like that bad.
Yeah.
They're bad. They're just not that bad, which again, you know, is still bad. So like, still awful no matter what. But on a lighter note, we had Halloween. How was yours?
Really fun. I made soup.
Yes. So I asked I asked her as if I wasn't at her house.
So all of you that said that you didn't think I would use my pots to make soup, you me. Were wrong.
It was me.
Already made one. I can't wait to make 5,000 more.
That meme I sent you today that was like, Le Creuset preys on women's deepest desires. And I find that sick.
Yeah. That little blueberry one. I've wanted that one forever. So yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, I know their tea and I want them. And it's true. They do prey on me and I'm going to fall for it every single time. And that's okay.
Honestly, when I was looking at it, I was like, when I was helping mommy, I told her, I was like, that pot is cute as hell.
Oh, my little pink
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's cute as hell.
And I have an even smaller one. It's like a little sauce pot. Very cute.
No, it's cute as fuck. It's even cuter in person.
But I made Zuppa Toscana for everyone and it was bomb.
It was really good.
I said in my video that I posted today that I bought heavy whipping cream, not heavy cream. And everyone said, that's the same thing.
Nice.
And to that I say, I don't care. I didn't need it.
Either way, didn't make it in the soup.
I know, I said we were trying to have a chorro-free Halloween, so didn't
Amen.
Matter.
Amen. And we had a really nice Halloween.
Yeah.
We did our costumes.
Our mom made pozole.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
And then we did our costumes. I did mine 2 days before Halloween.
Still, that's still good.
No, I'm just saying. And then...
You were Francis.
I was Francis from Bug's Life, yeah.
Leaned into a skid.
Because it was easy and I thought it was funny.
Yep.
And then you did...
And I steered into a skid too,
yeah,
friend.
Nesta and Cassian.
I sure did. And
I've been making a headway on book two, team.
Nice.
So that's all my updates for my book.
Well, and also like...
I have to read when it's silent. I can't read when people are talking.
I love reading with music in my ears, like with words. Brittany thought that was insane that I read like that too.
No, I can only listen to movie scores.
So no, she likes listening to like... ambiance, like something to set the mood, I think, or nothing at all. I like to listen to music with words.
Yeah,
but it has to match the vibe of the book.
It doesn't matter, that's too many words. I'm already trying to process what I'm reading. I can't process the songs too.
Well, and what I do want to say too is about the costume is I'm glad so many of you fucking liked it. I think a lot of you were just shocked that I actually did it because I was joking about it. Also, the ears, so fun. Had a blast putting them on. They were so fun. And you guys should have seen what that costume looked like before
Adam did his
before
magic.
Adam helped us out with his trappings, and also Carrie too, coming through with that too. Mm-hmm. But it came out great. It was really fun. And then Carrie's best friend Cody photoshopped the backgrounds for us, which I was honestly super glad he did because I feel like it added elements to it.
Sure. Added to the ambiance.
But it was very fun. And then I will say too, I talked about this on my story last night, but I found it very moving that so many people messaged me and said that they were so happy to see someone dress like a character that they love in a book that looks brown, that's brown and not thin and has dark eyes and dark features.
Which one do they always portray to be like the alcoholic when I watch those little...
Nesta.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is she one?
Yeah, in the fifth book she is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Trauma.
Yeah.
So I've never done that. I've never had that. But
they always pick a girl who acts super drunk every time they play that character, and then she's always wearing a heel that she can't walk in.
Yeah.
So sure, she's like leaning back walking.
I saw some funny ass comments on videos that were like gagging over the costume of people saying things like... Theirs is the first one I saw where I didn't cringe, which that's a compliment to me, but be nice to the cosplayers. All right. let them do their thing. But a lot of people were like, I know you don't really like cosplay, but you should do these characters too. And they're listing out these characters. I don't have time, friends. Catch me on the next Halloween, though. Who knows? I already thought of a costume for next year, though. But anyways, I'm glad y'all liked it. And I was very moved by how many like women and femmes were messaging me and telling me like, I'm really glad that you made the character look like you as opposed to the opposite. And you didn't wear contacts or anything like that or like lighten my skin in the colors. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, because if I'm going to play a bitch, she's going to look like me. I'm not going to make myself look like that.
Yeah.
But all the guys are brown, but all the main girls are white. So I thought that was very sweet, and I really appreciated it.
No, it came out super cute.
And it was very fun. We had a fun Halloween. I only did one costume, though, this year, which is slacking on our end. Only doing one. Our other one that we had, we'll have to re-up next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great group idea, but we'll have to revisit. It's been the busiest fucking October fucking ever.
No, literally. I'm like, Billy could not have picked a worse month to have a fucking birthday.
To turn 30. Shit.
Me mad at him.
Also, I will say this, too. I'm doing a bunch of shit in November. Obviously, work literally never stops, but which is a good thing. But I am doing something in November that I had to go do something yesterday for a job I got hired for later on in November, and I got to see something before anyone else has seen something, and it was crazy. And what? That's all I
Let's
can
say. Let's
say
what it's not.
I can't.
You don't want to say what it's not?
Nope.
You want to leave the air of mystery?
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
I'm just saying, I saw something for a job, and the something I saw, unbelievable. You guys are never going to believe it. If you ever see it, you won't ever believe it.
You won't ever. You won't like me when I Lego.
And all my dreams went Lego.
So we're going to do one last part of Hear Me Out, because we thought these were really funny.
Yeesh. Even though y'all piss me off
every single time. Okay, this first one's from Valeria. She said, okay, I had to come back and redeem myself after some thinking. Boog and Elliot from Open Season.
Both of them?
Yep.
What the heck? That one's crazy.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, doesn't Elliot only have one antler? Yuck.
I'm just kidding. Ew.
Like I needed the two for it to make sense to me.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe if he had both antlers.
I could see it, but he doesn't.
I guess maybe if he had both. But one, that's crazy. No, that's... Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Especially since Boog is like a pet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he wants to go home to be with his mom.
When he wears that fucking backpack.
Silly ass.
And I told
backpack.
You guys before that when I put on backpacks that are too small, my sister always says it looks like Boog from fucking Open Season. And then one time told Carrie that she was dressed like the Safari Ranger or the fuck, the Park Ranger in that movie.
I said, Carrie, have you ever seen the movie Open Season? She goes, of course I have. I go, you're dressed like the mom.
The redheaded lady.
You're dressed like Boog's mom.
And then we called her that all day.
I don't even know her name. Boog's mom.
You're just calling her Boog's mom.
Boog's mom, the park ranger.
I said Safari Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
It's park ranger. Okay, this next one's from Emily. She said, the Target shopping cart. They're so smooth yet sturdy and look so nice as far as shopping carts are concerned.
What?
Okay. These ones are pretty bad that I got lined up for us, too. Do you want me to go to the next one?
I hate gay Halloween. What do you mean you're attracted to the Target shopping cart?
Because it's smooth and sturdy.
Hey, what are you talking about?
You guys, what are we talking about?
Hey, I think that's a universal experience for yourself. If it's not...
Or exclusive just for you.
If not... Oh, yeah, I said universal, huh?
Yeah.
I said just for yourself, though.
Yeah, that's what I said, exclusive to you.
In every universe, you've experienced that by yourself, is what I meant by that.
Do you want the next one?
I feel like someone just went like this to the top of my head. Like, I feel jarred and I feel attacked.
Anytime I asked Adam to put sunscreen on my back in Mexico, he would slap the back of my head as soon as he was done as hard as he could. And it would make me mad every single time he would do it. Dude, one time I was getting into my bunk on tour, and yeah. He ran up behind me and slapped the back of my head really hard.
Dude, he slapped the back of my neck, and I don't even know where the fuck we were. I think we were meeting him somewhere. I don't know, but we never meet him anywhere. He always comes with us.
It was probably in Ontario at the airport.
It was, because he slapped the back of my neck, and he is so lucky that he started fucking laughing, because if not, I was gonna swing. I was going to freak out. And when he saw my face, he was like, it's me. And he was already laughing. I go, bitch, you are so fucking lucky. I caught your eye at the last second because I was going to hit you really hard. So
whoops.
But anyways, what the fuck were we talking about?
The Target's shopping cart that Emily wants to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because I said, I feel like I just got slapped on the top of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that feels to me.
Are you ready for this next one?
No. Go ahead.
I think it's just as bad. So this next one's from Sam. She said Lightning McQueen.
That's not as bad as the Target shopping cart.
It's not?
I mean, it is in the sense that if you are cool with hooking up with a Republican, that part's gross. Yeah.
This next disgusting. One from Reagan. She said the ocean wave from Moana.
No, okay.
Now you're mad again.
That's the end of the episode. Cut it. I'm over it. I'm actually angry. I'm actually so angry right now.
What are you guys talking about?
The ocean, dog. The ocean. The ocean.
He doesn't have a face or anything.
The fucking ocean, dude.
I'm pissed.
The fucking ocean. Okay, Shape of Water. Shape of Water made more sense than the fucking ocean. Because the Shape of Water, it's still a
being.
A being. A humanoid.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. Because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Even though when I did watch The Shape of Water, I was like, this is crazy.
Sure.
When I watched that movie, I was like, this is crazy.
This one from Haley, she said Karen Plankton's wife from SpongeBob.
I mean, that one's not as jarring as the Target shopping cart or the fucking ocean.
Like, you know who's in here a lot is Baymax.
Yeah, that's strange. That's
too much.
See,
guys.
I think, okay, you know Ewan Cook?
Yes.
On TikTok.
He makes me laugh so
we
much.
We love him.
Yeah.
Love him. Love him down. Mm-hmm. He did a Hear Me Out. But he did a like slideshow. Did you see it?
No.
It's so funny. Okay. I think I sent it to you. But he's like, this is like varying levels because I'm going to do a for real Hear Me Out. And
yeah.
He's like, so I'm going to start where it's not really a Hear Me Out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to end. And like towards the end, he has like Bambi's dad on there.
Well, yeah.
Which is so funny. But like as he gets, it does inherently get worse, obviously. But like, his type is abundantly clear, which is what I commented on the video. I was mm-hmm. like, I fear your type is clear as day, bitch.
We got it.
Which is big guy.
Yeah.
Big man. Mm-hmm. I love a big, strong man. My point being, I think that's like the Sully, the fucking, I guess, Baymax.
The Beast when he's the beast form.
Yeah. Like, those. I think that's like big dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, which... That's how I'm reasoning, not 5150ing y'all. Mm. That's my reasoning. Mm. Otherwise, I'm calling the cops on you.
I'm alerting the authorities.
I'm calling the cops. Just kidding. I would never do that. But my point being, that's how I'm rationalizing shit like Baymax.
Yeah.
The helpful nurse, he's a nurse. Show some respect to that learned doctor.
Yeah, Hopper from Bug's Life's in here a lot. You think that's the same vibe?
That's just a mean guy vibe.
So here's something I want to ask you about, because this is something I've been seeing a lot on TikTok.
Oh, no.
No, it's not bad.
No, I know. It's probably going to annoy me.
No, I don't think it will.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
And maybe this, I don't think this is only universal to lesbians. I feel like straight men and maybe women are the same way. Well, I'm talking about people that are attracted to women.
Okay.
Have you seen when people go, oh, I like mean girls? Like, I'm attracted to when women are mean. So, okay, that's what people look at. Yeah, I'm looking at you're not mean
you're
to me.
You're looking
so.
At one. Yeah.
Maybe it's because I grew up around not mean women, but very outspoken women.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Which are always perceived to be mean.
But, like, when I was speaking to someone recently, they were telling me, yeah, all my crushes, like, whether they're in TV or film, they've always been, like, the mean girl.
Interesting.
And I'm like, what does that say about you? I think I don't know where that stems from, and I don't know what that means, because I don't like when people are mean to me, and I don't like being mean to people. So I can't imagine being attracted to that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying I don't understand it.
Well, I think it depends on what your perception of mean is. Okay. So like, if you're talking women who are inherently categorized as mean because they're confrontational or independent or outspoken, mm-hmm. then I get people being attracted to that. Because they're just people who don't put up with shit.
Sure.
Which that's categorized as mean, and I'm speaking from experience to many people.
Okay.
Many people would categorize me as a mean person, which I think I've corrected in interviews and shit many, many times. I've said, I'm not a mean person. I can be mean, just like everyone has the capacity to be mean. Mm-hmm. Mean is not a trait that's exclusive to one specific person. Everybody has the opportunity and the ability.
I'm trying to think of like a character.
No, see, like to be mean like that, like what's perceived as mean, is I get people being attracted to that. That's my understanding of liking a mean girl. Mm-hmm. When you're talking, but some people are like, oh, people just don't like that I'm super upfront. When actually you're rude, and I think rudeness is different, because mm-hmm. I think meanness can be so falsely attached. Most oftentimes mean is not attached to people who are actually mean. Mm-hmm. So I think rude and disrespectful people are completely different.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. I'm talking about movie characters, so I'm trying to think of one that I can think of off the top of my head who is mean,
who's like actually rude and disrespectful.
No, who's like that I always see, like, oh, I like Mean Girls, and they'll use like so and so as an example.
Janice Ian's a good one. The girl from Stick It, that's a good one too.
Yeah,
but see, she was rude in certain aspects.
And she was a pick me.
But see, for the time, mm-hmm. she wasn't.
Sure.
Obviously, with hindsight, you can see she's being a pick me. But like, that's just like cultural context being factored. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm saying, like, those are, or like Aubrey Plaza's character from Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's, oh, you guys, I just started Agatha All Along. I'm like halfway through.
What's her name? April. That's her name.
Yeah. IRL Aubrey Plaza. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, she would be considered mean in that show, but she's not mean.
She can be mean,
but she can be, right? But see, that's my point. That's why I said, like, mean is so subjective to the person. Mm-hmm. But I think rude and disrespectful, that's, well, I guess people would call me rude and disrespectful, like men who hate me.
It's just like a...
It's so subjective.
Yeah,
perception. But my understanding of being attracted to meanness in a not literal disrespectful way, in like a, I fuck with a girl who doesn't put up with shit, which okay. is why, like, my dynamic with Billy. Like, he knows most men would find me mean, mm-hmm. but he knows I'm not mean.
No, I know.
Yeah. So it's like being mean or being nice versus being kind. Mm-hmm. Like, those are two different things. You know what I mean?
That was just something random I thought of.
Yeah. Other. No, I think that's fair. Because I think, well, that's why I said I think people's perception of it is different. Mm-hmm. So like, if someone says I'm super into mean girls.
Yes.
They could be talking like literally disrespectful, rude girls.
Yeah.
They could be talking about girls like me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So okay. It's very specific to the person.
Another one that's in here a lot, team, is Optimus Prime.
Well, this one, that's another one where I'm like, big guy.
Yeah,
you know,
this one from Sarah Michelle,
a leader, a delegator.
Oh, you're mad that someone has leadership skills?
Oh, sorry, I tried to save the earth.
Sorry that he's diplomatic and he cares about others.
Sorry that I could drone strike all humans, but I chose not to.
We're going to do two more and then we'll be done. So this next one's from Sarah Michelle. She said, a bassoon, the musical instrument. It knows what it's doing.
I'm so sick of you bitches. Guards,
seize them.
To the brig.
And then this is the last one. And I don't know who this is because I'm not in this book yet. But this is from Emma. And she said, Bryaxis from A Court of Wings and Ruin.
Yeah, you've lost your fucking mind. You've lost it.
What book is that? The last one?
No, A Court of Wings and Ruin is, I think, the third book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's where you're introduced to Bryaxis.
Bree. They call him Bree for short?
Nope. Can I tell you what Bryaxis is or isn't?
No, don't tell me. I'm assuming it's not a human.
No, it's not anything. That's the crazy part. Like, it's something, but it's not anything. Like, it's hard to explain, but yeah, you got me fucked up, low key. That might be worse than the Target cart.
Yeah.
And bassoon.
And Tars.
No, Tars. Actually, I take it back. Tars is the worst one. I take it back. Tars. I made that joke to Billy, and so only one person commented and said, your impression of Matthew McConaughey saying TARS was so funny. And I'm glad that you recognized that. I'm glad I thought that joke was funny as fuck. That's TARS. So
wait, Paloma Lira, she said Jimmy Neutron.
Well,
a lot of people were, I saw more than one person was Jimmy Neutron for Halloween. That's funny.
Really?
Yeah, I saw at least four people.
Wait, can we talk about really quick some of the coolest ones I saw, like the funniest costumes I saw?
Sure.
Well, I saw Belinda a couple times from the Cheetah Girls, yes. Which is so funny. Yeah. I think that
with
one's great.
With the short and the long.
Yeah.
Leg, yeah.
So funny. Why wait?
Yeah, that was really
love
fun.
It. So funny.
Sneaker Night by Vanessa
Sneaker
Hudgens.
Night. Vanessa Hudgens, Sneaker Night, and her two friends and doing the dance in the street. Hilarious. So funny. Yeah. Love that. Little Women.
The Little Women one was funny.
Little Women one was so funny.
With the one who was playing Amy was ripping a puff bar. That was so funny.
Yeah, someone's like, Amy March hitting a puff bar. So me.
Wait, what was the one that I saw? Oh, Brittany put this one in her story, but I had seen it that day, and it was, she was dressed like Benadryl, and her boyfriend was the Shadow Man.
The Shadow Man. The Hat Man.
The Hat Man, I'm sorry. Yeah. That was really funny. Yeah, then you start seeing the Hat Man. The what? Oh, I thought this was a safe space, or whatever the meme is.
Dude, I saw a girl dressed as the, just vote. She's dressed as that little nerdy girl that's like saying.
Nina. That one?
Yeah, she's going, just vote. Everyone's going to vote against me, so just vote.
Is that the same girl that does the Nina thing?
I honestly don't know.
Is it the one with the short hair and she's wearing overalls?
I don't know.
Okay, though I'm talking about, if y'all know that meme of that girl going, Nina, that someone dressed like her and was sitting at a bar, that one was really funny.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I saw that one.
Oh, it's the same.
That's the one I was talking about. I saw someone dressed as... as Coco Jones in that Disney Channel movie.
Is it Let It Shine? Yeah.
But in her final outfit.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't, like, that was a little past our time. I went and looked it up. I was fucking dying.
That is really funny.
And then I saw Coco Jones commented on it and she said, oh my god,
that's really funny.
It was like a pink outfit.
I was gonna say Tyler James Williams is in that movie too. I just looked it up.
Yeah,
that's dude, funny. Wait, oh, was so it this funny. Pink one with the fedora?
Yes,
that's so funny.
Yes, that's, and really it looked funny. Just like it.
I like costumes like that, guys.
Ugh, y'all, I love a niche costume.
That's really funny.
I love that shit. That is so funny. That's why I was like, what do you mean I hate gay Halloween? That's literally
oh, someone was he did Ratatouille, but he made it Bratatouille, and then the instead of a rat it was Charlie XCX DJing under his hat. That was funny. Or I saw people dressed as like a Charlie's, like when she does the Brat Cube, like they were wearing that on their body and it was playing the music and had the lights in it. That's funny.
Dude, so creative.
Yeah, I
that's
agree.
So funny. I love a niche ass creative fucking costume. I think that's so funny.
I agree.
Anywho, happy Halloween. Hope y'all had a great spooky season. Team, make sure you guys go watch the vlog on Patreon if you really want to see what it was like in Mexico.
Go sign up for the Patreon. Make sure you get Drew's book. And we'll be posting a new poll for the next couple episodes on our Instagram like we usually do.
Yes.
But other than that, we love you and you hope you had a great week. Okay, bye.
Bye.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.